Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City. And right now we're sitting with Holly Beck, and she has written a book called Revenge of the Dorkoids, The Secret Club Begins. Hello, Holly.
Hello, Les.
I think I have a pretty good idea what a dork is. I've known a few of those. Some people might think I'm one of those, but what's a dorkoid?
Well, I don't know quite where that name came from, but a dorkoid is just a dork, you know, kind of playing on the word, emphasizing it.
And this is book one in a planned series?
Right. Series of 12. Goes through the year. This is going to be released in August because the story begins in September. And the kids have just come back to school.
All right. So tell me how we begin. What is the story about?
Well, they're a couple weeks into school, and they're gearing up for the science fair. And this school displays their science fair with another school in town, and they, every year they give out a best of show award. And the other school has been getting it every year. So, of course, this school wants to get best of show so bad they can taste it. And that sets up the plot, which goes along with the science fair projects. And Aaron, our hero, decides to do his science fair project featuring vocabulary, because his dad works with legal documents and checking the wording, and he's always using words, and he pays his kids to learn new words. And so Aaron's into vocabulary, and the plot centers around this word dorkoid. The jocks at school start calling Aaron a dorkoid, and his little sister blabs this to their parents, and so they're talking about it at the dinner table, and Aaron's like, oh, just forget it. You know, do you want me to talk to the principal? Oh, no, that'll make it worse. So, but his father says that the word, the suffix oid, changes the word and really means something that looks like or resembles something in some way, but is not really that thing. And so that's the crux upon which these kids start to get back at the bully. They let him build this dorkoid bit up and build it up and build it up and build it up, and then they finally spring it in language arts class that humanoid means this, and so, well, what would dorkoid mean? And so it comes out that it means you're not a dork.
No doubt bullying is a problem in schools, and we read about it a lot these days. I'm wondering how other kids who have read the book have responded to it, and if they can relate to it.
I haven't heard too much about that. We've done a couple of market studies, but my hope is that this highlights some social skills, especially building a social group. And a lot of kids have no clue how to do that. I certainly didn't as a kid. And, you know, you kind of begin to realize some of those things as you get to adulthood. And but so they put together and they devised this secret club, which comes at the end of the book and leads into all the other 11 books. And they decide to use vocabulary because they've been working with vocabulary. Aaron comes up with the idea of using upper-level esoteric vocabulary as a secret language. And so at the end of the book, they put out this invitation, and the propinquity of your ubiquity is besought, and
I have no idea what you just said.
Right. Nobody does. And that's part of the fun of part of the vocabulary is that their teachers won't know the word, their parents won't know the word, and I think kids will get a big kick out of that. There are also a lot of other words in it, you know, that are college prep words. And the cool thing about the vocabulary is that they are footnoted. with the little brief dictionary meaning and what part of speech it is, noun, adjective, whatever, so that they can just glance down, oh, that's what it means, and continue with the story. And then later on, if they're like, oh, what was that word? What was that word? They're in a glossary listing, alphabetical listing at the back of the book. They'll also be on the website, and as each book comes out, the word list will grow. So, you know, they can... It's spoon-feeding them the vocabulary. We always say, go look it up, but we don't go look it up.
We don't find many authors who also illustrate their own books, but you did that. That's your background, isn't it?
Yeah, art is my background. My aunt... The artistic talent comes from my dad's part of the family, and his sister entered in the John Wayne portrait contest when John Wayne died, and she was the winner. This was a, you know, big contest. It all got tied up in court, so you never heard about it, but she's fabulous, and I have always drawn, and I have sold paintings in Michigan and in Mississippi in the French Quarter. And so as soon as I had a viable book, of course I was thinking, well, you know, hopefully I'll illustrate it. Now, I wasn't dead set on that. I mean, if it was going to be a deal breaker on getting published or not, I would let somebody else illustrate it. But Windy City Publishers has been great with that. They looked at my preliminary drawings, and they had great feedback, too. It did take me a couple months to learn how to be less realistic.
And they'll be publishing book two shortly?
The release date is August, just ready for the kids to be going back to school and reading a book about going back to school.
The first in a series of 12, once again, is called Revenge of the Dorkoids. The Secret Club begins, and the author is Holly Beck. Holly, good luck.
Thank you.